Well, Chris Hansen is with us again, and Chris, I will tell you that season or the episode one caused quite a stir in Newberry when you revealed that it was a school janitor who had come to your sexting, and the school district was appalled, and so were people in the community.
Well, we heard from a lot of them in the community, people telling stories about perhaps calls, contacts between this particular individual, Vincent Roop, and children in the community. No specific allegations of any criminal activity in the past, but I can tell you that law enforcement is looking into it to make sure. And there is some cooperation between the Marquette County Sheriff's Office and the local authorities in Newberry, and they're taking a good hard look to make sure there's nothing else there.
So you do follow up on these, don't you? I don't know that people realize that you do.
Yes, absolutely. We keep track of them, and we update them on my streaming crime network, True Blue. And we also do the podcast, Predators I've Caught, where we go back over past cases, going back, you know, 19 years from the very beginning of the predator investigations, and we find out where these guys are, what they've been up to, what they've been doing since, and whether or not they've stayed out of trouble.
Okay, let's talk about episode two then. What will people see tomorrow?
Episode two is very, very compelling. They all are, really. But this one is interesting to me because you've got a case of a guy named Dylan Abramson, young man, 21, almost 22 years old. Online, he went by the name Jose, and he had a sexually charged conversation with a teenage girl. And the story as he tells it was he was on his way back to Houghton, where he lived and where he was studying to be an aerospace engineer at Michigan Tech. And he was visiting friends at the University of Michigan and decided out of the blue that he was going to start chatting up this girl on a social media platform and come over and have a visit with her for sex. And the minute he walked in, he looked pretty comfortable. He saw the onside decoy and he started to settle in. But when I came out, he knew exactly what this was. He knew that he had been caught in a sting. He threw his ball cap down on the ground. And what plays out after that is a very dramatic scene. And you'll see it all in episode two of our investigation in Marquette.